can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Fuck.
1, 2.
1, 2.
3, 4.
5. Me.
You're not gonna say 5?
I said 5.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
No. 5.
Good.
Let's get fucked up on Kong.
Let's bang one out real quick. Bang, bang, Columbine style. Let's do it.
Boom. Boom goes. Here comes the boom. Here goes the boom. Boom, bitch, get out of the way. You bitch, boom you.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a cappella song.
Oh, okay.
Boom, bitch, go away. Get out. Get it.
Are you done?
Almost. Get out, go away.
It's super funny. It's a really funny bit.
I'm getting it.
It's probably the funniest bit we've done.
It's over. It's over.
Good. Is the comic over too?
Which one? This one or the all of them?
This one or the all of them?
I mean,
I'm going to go with the all of them.
I got a comic.
Okay, cool.
I come up, and I'm like...
Yeah, you come up? Is that panel one?
Yeah. Panel one is I come up. So I've got... I'm like, talking to you, and I'm like, yo, check out this awesome life hack. You know what a life hack is?
No.
You fuck. It's when people, like...
What? Huh?
It's when people, like, do some, like, little thing that basically makes their life easier. It's like they're hacking their life in real life.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna know what that is.
No, it's a thing.
I know, but I didn't know what it was. So why would Joe Schmo know?
Because you're not a smart person or a knowledgeable person.
No, that doesn't work. In all seriousness, if I don't know what it is, people are not gonna know.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's not true. But,
okay, it's not that everybody is not going to know. It's that most people will not know. Because I'm fucking, I got the streamline. I got it.
Anyway, I'm not sure it's integral to the comic.
Fucking better not be.
So, I've got a bunch of bricks taped to my face and head. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm listening.
And I'm like, check out this awesome life hack. And you say, you've taped bricks to your head. Do you understand the concept of life hacking? And I say, well, I'm strengthening my core. The core in my neck. My neck core, if you will. And then I don't know if this is the punchline, but you could have like little flexing arms coming out of my neck.
Ew. That's gross. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be different or more or worse.
Or a different comic entirely.
You don't like any of that?
It's just weird. It's just weird. It's what it is.
So what?
I don't know if I like it.
You don't like the idea that I tape bricks to my head?
It's a little dumb. it's just that it's a little bit dumb.
Yeah? Is it enough done?
I feel like maybe we do too much prop comedy. Is that possible?
Is it probable, more like?
I think it's pretty probable. I feel like we write a lot of comics where it's
wait, hold up.
You're doing something wacky with it.
Hold on! Is it probable?
That's the best you're gonna get.
The best you're gonna get is boo!
That was really funny. I'm just, that's for the audience. I'm letting them know what's funny so they know when to laugh.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's like an auditory applause sign. And you better fucking be applauding at home, those of you listening.
If you're on the bus to work, you should be applauding on the bus.
If you're at work, join in. You should be applauding at work. Work applause.
If you're playing, playing this on your Rio Karma, you better be blasting it over the speakers.
Yeah, speaking of fucking shit that nobody knows what it is. Jesus.
MP3 player from 10 years ago. There you go, there's your definition.
So what do you think about this?
I don't like it.
At all? Any of it? You don't like life hacking?
It doesn't tickle my fancy.
You don't like bricks, life hacking, or arms coming out of a neck?
I don't like life hacking on its own because I think it's too much of a stretch to like... It's not like it's integral, but it's a big part of the setup, and I feel like a lot of people won't know what life hacking is. Also, I don't know, I just think it's kind of dumb. And not funny enough to warrant how dumb it is.
Well, I think that life hacking is a fucking is definitely a vein for comedy.
Could be. But like I feel like we've done jokes like this, like very similar to this before. I can't put my finger on it, but like
Would you mind putting your finger on it?
I mean, we are just making a comic where you chop a phone in half. Like that's a similar sort of vein where you're doing something retarded with things in life.
Do you want to come back to this then? I mean, if it's just about being consecutive to another comic.
I could come back to life hacking, I guess. I'm not crazy about... I don't know, maybe.
I mean,
I don't like the arms coming out of your neck, but well,
That's why I said that. I don't know if that's the punchline.
No, I know. I get that. But if we could come up with a better punchline at some point.
Okay, I'm going to write better punchline.
Should write that in every comic. Might just improve our output.
Yeah. I might deprove our quantity of comics ever made to zero. Okay. Let me see. I'm gonna have to look for something else unless you wanna come up with something on the spot.
I guess it's been a long time since I didn't want to do one of your comics. So
yeah.
I don't know.
You want to try and just jumpstart something out of thin air? Or do you want me to look for something else?
I'm not so hot with the jumpstarting of things.
What if panel one we have me jumping, and then panel two we have you starting?
And then panel three...
There's a big question mark. Because I couldn't think of it, because that's all we did.
Why don't we just do what we did for the Raven comic, and we just have three panels with fancy text. Just this labeling the panels. It'll be like a throwback, but it'll be like full realization of the possibility.
And then the other comic will be like a throw forward.
Yeah. I make a comic about Halloween coming up. Make a comic about Halloween. So the kids do, right? With the kids with web comics, they make the Halloween.
The question is, are you gonna want to do that every year as a cop out?
No, not necessarily. We didn't do it last year.
Yeah, well, last year would have been criminal because it would have been like, okay, so 10% of your comics are Halloween comics. What do you have, like this fucking Halloween subgenre here?
I don't know if that.
Do you want to do a Halloween comic? I could do a Halloween comic.
Do we have anything, or
you're? No, we don't have anything, but it's fucking easy. All you have to do is boom. Funny costume. Panel two. Oh, what happened? Oh, panel three. There's a joke. Yeah? Easy. It's too easy.
But should we, like, set it up so that it actually falls on Halloween? I mean,
how about we do a comic about someone who tries to make their costume just dressing in black and orange? And they're like, I'm Halloween colors. And then you're like, you can't do that. And then it's like, well, I did it.
And then we both get run over by a steamroller.
And someone's like, you just got steamrollered.
And the Headless Horseman is in the steamroller and he's like, Happy Halloween!
And then someone else is like, you just got horsemaned.
There's a tree, and he's saying it. A tree nearby.
And the tree eats everyone. Everyone's like, oh, what? No.
I got an idea for a really great comic.
Yeah.
So we're talking to the Headless Horseman at like a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. The actual one, or just someone dressed as him?
Well, no, that's shut up. That's probably punchline. So he's you go up to him and you got like your drink, you know, it's like a Halloween party, and you're like a, you know, you're wearing a slutty nurse outfit or something. That's not important. And you go out to Headless Horseman, you're like, nice costume. And then you leave, and then the last panel he's like, what costume?
Okay. So you also have to keep in mind that we have a full week that this would come out before Halloween. So
yeah.
Even if we decide to do a Halloween comic, it's not going to help us today. All right.
Yeah, I thought about it because MarkWorks did one for some reason in the middle of October.
Yeah, it's because people don't think that holidays are the holiday. They think it's the whole month.
Yeah.
They think it's every time.
Sorry, Dave. You goofed. It's not Halloween.
We could do like a Christmas comic and be like, see how early Christmas is now coming in?
Hey!
Next year, it's going to be all the way back to January. Christmas.
No. Also, nobody likes when people hate on Christmas.
Yeah.
Most people don't hate it.
I'm kind of alone in my Grinchery.
No, I'm a Grinch too.
Well, yeah, but we are alone. That's what I meant.
Yeah, people are pretty incredulous.
So do you want to keep thinking, or do you want to look at the vault?
You got anything interesting in your life that we could maybe craft something from?
Oh, let me think. I feel like there are interesting things, but I have to wait until people I know die, or until I'm fired, or quit my job, or right. Other people I know die or go blind. So if you want to, we can wait, see if that happens in the next hour. You know, one of those things.
That might not be the best question.
Let me think if there's anything that is actually mineable currently.
Beep, bloop, yeah, bleep, the problem is that most of the things in your life are beep, at your bloop, job now.
Bleep, blorp, bleep, blop. I guess, I don't know, I feel like I can say things that happened if I don't, like, specify parties, you know? But I don't know. I signed a paper, so I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
I can't really help you with that because I don't know anything about it.
See, I signed this paper that said I wouldn't say things, but then they said they'd give me a copy of it, and then they just...
You signed an NDA.
Yeah, and then they said they'd give me a copy of what I signed, and then they didn't.
So that means you can get off scot-free.
I don't know. Well, either I can get off scot-free or they can get on scot-free.
Get in.
I don't know which is what.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to do. Special service. I'm going to think for a little bit.
Well, think very carefully because... You don't want to throw out an idea that may or may not get you a lawsuit and then have us not even make it into a comic. So just think about that.
Wow.
Or conversely, or inversely, or contrapositively, look in your document and just pick something out.
What if I'm like, hey, I'm going to tell you a joke, but maybe lawsuit. And then you say lawsuit. Isn't that what lawyers wear?
Ba-dum. That's the last panel.
And then I say, no.
It's good. It's really good. We haven't edited any comics with just deadpan no before, so I think it's really...
No. Do you want to do that?
It's really avant-garde.
Do you want to do that?
No.
No.
See what I did?
Hmm.
Applied it to reality.
Hmm.
This is going to be a bad comic.
What if I'm hacking something and I call it life hacking? But it's like you're not life hacking. You're hacking. You're like actually hacking.
I would only like that if it was like hacking with like an axe, not with like hacking a computer.
I don't like it either way.
You don't like it either way?
No.
Yeah, it's because it's bad.
Ding dong, here comes penis.
Is that one of your ideas?
It is now.
I was going to say a few buzzwords and maybe Maybe it'll spark something.
Mm-hmm.
Obama.
Oh, wait. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
That's a buzzword, right?
Next word.
Synergy.
Synergy. Sign R J. S L P. Sleeping. Peeping. Tip teeping. Tip top. Tiptoe TP.
We haven't made, you know, any comics about political issues, and it's, you know, time is right. So maybe
we. I was only asking about that the other time because, yeah, I guess the time is right.
I don't think we should do political comics. But
it's like, what if panel one, what if panel one, you're like, I'm going to vote for Romney. And then panel two, I'm like, wait, I was going to vote for Romney. And then we both kill ourselves.
People are going to think we're Republicans.
Really?
Could have a comic where
Romney, maybe if they didn't read the punchline.
We should have a comic where Romney gets hit by a truck, and then Obama gets hit by a truck, and then by default, Herman Cain becomes president. Because he's the best.
What if we have a comic where there's Romney and Obamany, and they get into a Quidditch match?
Yeah, Quidditch. So, what? Like, Romney is Malfoy and Obama is Harry Potter.
Yeah. So he's like,
they're trying to find the snitch, which is like the American public.
Well, you can have a little.
We write American public on the snitch. That's how you know.
You could have a little American flag flying around, and
yeah, it's like glistening in the wind.
Obama's like, not this time.
And instead of Professor McGonagall, you have like Lady Liberty there, and she's like, got the scales.
We could do a comic about.
Let's get away from politics. Let's think about.
Yeah, that's like a fucking comedy void.
Have we done comics about bees?
I don't think so. I think
I don't think it's been done.
I think the time is now.
Time is now.
Time is now. It's bee time.
Yeah.
Panel one, we got a bee. Panel two bees. Panel three bees.
Done.
Put it in the record books.
Yep.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
All right, let's just fucking.
Do you like that?
The Bee Counter comic?
We just call it Bee Counter. That's for an off day. That's if you want to do a half a comic. That's what that kind of idea is.
I mean, I would literally just draw a bee, and then I would copy pasta it, and just that'd be done.
Well, I would want it to be beautifully rendered.
Oh, I don't like drawing bees. You already made me draw like a fairly realistic bee, and I didn't like doing it. So it's probably not going to happen.
I've got another
adorable bumblebees. Cute baller. Cute dotted lines coming out of their butts.
I had another life hacking idea comic.
You in the fucking life hacking?
Well, it's like, never mind.
Let's do a comic about.
The idea is that if you really like hate seeing memes, you would get your eyes and ears cut off and a lobotomy, and that would be your life hack to not have to see memes.
Yeah, but if
it's a little morbid, I guess.
Yeah, and if we go that anti-meme, people are just not gonna like us because people like memes.
Do you think that people like memes like our comic?
Yeah,
I feel like it's like the polar opposite of.
Most people aren't as discerning as we are. No, it's just because, like,
I'm gonna put this in the rejected bin. Memes. I think a lobotomy, like drawing someone who got a lobotomy with stitched up eyes, is like a little bit dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memes are like very rarely funny to me. There's an occasional time I will look at one.
Well, they're sometimes funny the first time.
One of the photos. Well, if it's a photo where they change the text, sometimes those can be funny.
Well, the thing is that
if it's literally the same thing over and over, then no. But
memes usually do become a meme because they are funny once. So, like, I'm sure most memes can be funny once. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shitballers.
Just because it's that whole mentality of, anybody can be funny if they just post the same meme over in a certain situation, but it's not real. It just doesn't require real creativity or originality.
Yep.
I don't want to come off as, you know, fucking preachy about creativity here, but...
Well, like creativity.
Probably not. We're not making... We're, you know, I'm talking about being creative, and we're entirely failing to be creative on this podcast.
Yeah, well, at least we fucking tried, am I right?
It's true. Let's do a comic about... hear me out.
Okay, I'm hearing
you. We're going to do like a series here. We're going to start some continuity. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to take all the characters from Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and we're going to make them get into antics.
We can call it Melee in the Home. Do you like that?
That's subtle. I liked it. Fuck that comic. It's fucking awful.
Do you want to do that, though?
The guy who writes Brawl in the Family? Fuck you.
I wish we had, like, infinitely many doppelgangers to, like, make a long-running parody series of every single bad webcomic.
Oh, how hilarious would that be if we just, from now on, devoted ourselves to being a bad parody of Brawl in the Family?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wish we had, like, a throwaway couple of ourselves to do that.
Or a CAD parody.
I would honestly kind of enjoy doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But...
Not forever.
Just because I like Nintendo
characters. You would eventually become that which you most hate.
Maybe, but, like... I think I could actually make some real funny ones, but like I can't actually justify doing that with my only life that I have.
No, and we're compared to, you know, if we took our readership and Brawl in the Family's readership and like did a metaphor or whatever, we would be an ant to their elephant. So we really can't.
It sounds like you're doing a metaphor right now. Is that?
I'm doing a metaphor.
Analogy, perhaps.
An analogy for. And... If we're the little guy and we express that, we're just gonna seem bitter as fuck. And we are bitter as fuck. We don't really want people to know that. What the fuck are you doing? What are you twanging on?
I'm twanging on my banjo string.
That's not a banjo.
Anywho, bitch. I think that if you want to talk about readerships, then maybe I should mention the fact that we will be featured on Comic du Jour.
The fuck is that?
A Comic du Jour? You're welcome, and thank you.
Can you slow that down and put it in English and explain to me what the fuck that was?
There's a comic du jour, we of which are one.
What are you talking
about? You're welcome and thank you, comic du jour.
Is that a website?
Yes.
Why have you not told me about this?
It's a website, it's a web service. Because I found out this morning, okay?
So,
First thing I woke up and I see a nice surprise for me in my inbox.
So they're featuring one of our comics?
They shall, and they will.
Are they going to feature us often, or...?
No, it's like a new comic. Their whole steez is like they're a new comic every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So they're really doing their job to... it's pretty smart. It's a pretty smart idea.
No, it's cool.
They get to show comics and get traffic, and they don't even have to make any comics.
They don't have to do shit.
And it's a symbiotic thing.
It's a good idea. They don't gotta do shit, except for have good taste. And obviously they do.
Do we know which comic they're picking?
They basically said that we could pick, or they could pick. So I gave myself the liberty of picking. And I said, here's a good one we've done recently. If you'd prefer another one, you can pick. You know, I left it open. I said, I made a suggestion, humble suggestion. And then, I let the door open for them.
Cool. That's awesome. Is this like a popular site?
They're very new. It's I think they started last month.
Oh, wow, they did. Month. Yeah.
You looked?
I did. I'm on the site.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like the stuff I saw on there. So, I think we're in good standing. We're in good company. I think it's a very generous offer. I think we're very generous to accept.
And they I'm not going to necessarily say that they have less likes on Facebook than us. But that is the case.
Yeah, only they've accumulated them.
But, yes.
In a month.
We've accumulated our 12 more likes than them. Over the course of
what, like almost
more
20
than 12 is, times. Yeah.
Like an embarrassing number of long more days.
They're doing good is the thing, is that they're doing pretty well. They're doing pretty darn well. I can't believe that, like, I never thought of this. That's pretty smart.
It's pretty smart. I think they're going to hit a wall when they realize there's like 25 good comics. But hey, you know what? That's their struggle. They don't have to make comics. They just have to find them.
I mean, they're probably going to realize that when they post our comic. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Our comic sucks.
That was the joke. Friends. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we should probably, like, write a comic now.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing a comic du jour. We got to do our comic du...
jour?
Jour.
Also jour?
Also jour. Although it's not every day, so... I wonder how they found us.
Probably Reddit.
Yeah.
And or... something else.
God, we'd be so fucked if we weren't for Reddit, huh?
No. We do not get that much.
I feel like we'd be way more obscure.
Most of Reddit is people look at it and they go, huh, and then they go away. Like that's not where we get most of our readers.
Sometimes I feel like there's, I go to Reddit and I go to the comics Reddit, and I think maybe like the top rated comics are like really good, and I look at the comic that has like 1,400 points. And then I read it, and then I really just want to kill myself, like, right away.
Yes? What's your point?
My point is that this is a phenomenon that I've described.
More like a pheromone.
Not even a little bit. Anyway, but I get amnesia, and I go back, and I have the same horrible experience again and again, and I just can't stop.
I've been able to stop.
Yeah, well, good on you.
Okay, wait, hold up. I got, like, kind of a meta one. It's also 4 panels. Might be kind of ambitious.
Sounds it.
It is ambitious. Maybe we should save it. Okay. Never mind. Never mind, you ding idiot bat-nat. This is so hard. It's so hard not to be meta.
Fucking hipster.
No, I just mean not even in a hipster way, just in a way that, like, it's easy to write comics about shit that happens, and when you're writing comics and the shit that happens is about writing comics.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot world.
Interesting.
What about a comic where we run into a school and knock the drugs out of all the kids' hands? And we're like, you're do-gooders. You're like, there's elementary school with students with drugs, and we like, kick them. Kick the drugs out.
It's fucking awesome.
What are you...
You're blowing my mind hole here. Oh God, the phone's ringing.
Jesus. Why would you do that?
I keep getting phone calls from Missouri.
Who gives a shit? Turn your phone on fucking silent.
What's going on in Missouri?
Dickhead. You're a head of a dick for your head.
Ew.
What do you think about
that? Are we going to be able to write a comic?
I just pitched a comic.
It sounded like you were full shit.
What do you think about it? What do you think about it? Hello? Hello?
Did you pitch it again? I wasn't really listening to you.
Really?
No.
Were you really not listening and you just said, great job?
And I heard parts of it and I thought you were kidding, so I just kind of tuned you out.
Oh, you're such a dickhead. Don't do that. That's not good for the writing process. That's how you fucking let gems slip in the gutter.
Yeah.
What if we're fucking... Not that this is a gem, by the way. But what if we go in a school and we're like... We're like vigilantes and we're like kicking the drugs out of like school children's hands, like elementary school.
Yeah, see, it still sounds like a joke, this idea to me.
What if we did it?
What if?
I'm just saying.
No, that's a terrible idea. What are we, fucking trying to make a DARE commercial? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, there could be a really funny way to punch it.
DARE definitely isn't a thing anymore. I shouldn't have even mentioned that. What?
There might be a fucking funny way to punch it.
I mean, the obvious way is that we smoke all their drugs at the end.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah, neither is the fucking baseline for the comic.
You're a baseline.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, well, doubly so for you.
Quadruply so for you.
You're a trouble line.
You're a buttfuck.
You're a bung.
Alright, come on. Let's get out of this. Do you have anything fucked in the fucker?
I thought we were getting out of it.
This is a different discussion. Do you have any comics in the document, the magical document of dreams?
Yeah, there's all these like fragments, all right, and I'm trying to like do something. Mm. Okay. All right. Is that good enough for you?
Yes, it has to be, I guess.
Fuck me.
I prefer not to.
Wasn't an offer that was a non-rhetorical for you. All right, I have this idea. It's a philosophical comic. Can you handle that? You want something more intellectual, less prop comedy? Alright, so you want it?
Yeah.
Alright, so I don't want to hear any fucking complaining about props and properties. Okay. If you say this comic doesn't have enough properties, I'm going to tell you that it does.
Fucking pitch it, bitch.
You're a bitch. Okay.
Fucking pitching, bitch.
Are you bitching, rat ass pug.
Alright, come on.
Let's get fucked up on comedy comics. Here it is. We're talking about winning the lottery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hey, do you think you'd be happier if you won the lottery? I don't know. Some conversation. Who cares? And I say, I've already won the lottery, and so have you. And you just go like, oh my god, are you talking about the whole sperm race thing again? You know, it's like you're winning the lottery just by being born.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, every life form and every atom has won the lottery. And then you're like, oh my fuck, you're doing the goddamn quantum antimatter thing. Is there no end to your smugness? And it's like, and then I'm like, I've achieved the ultima smug.
The god of smugness.
Upon reaching the pit, what I've written here, I don't know if this is a good line, but I've written this here. This is so old. I say, upon reaching the pinnacle of smug, you find that there's absolutely nothing to be smug about. That could just be like a alt text, or not even there. I just wrote that.
The only thing to be smug about is smugness itself.
The only thing to smug is smug smugs. Smug pugs.
We could have a smug pug.
Smug pug, that's a punchline. Anyway, do you like that?
You got something there.
Okay, so we'll work with this. We'll work it and craft it and craft work it. Clockwork. Jesus, that was like pulling teeth out of a baby.
Babies don't have teeth.
Yeah, that's why it's hard, idiot.
My bad.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to do this. I mean, I want to do this comic, but I don't want to do any work.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I'm tired.
You know, it's not easy working all day and then working all night. Getting that cheddar.
Except for the job that we do where we don't get any cheddar.
Getting that cheddar.
But it's a job.
You know what? I don't get paid enough for this shit. Goodbye.
Well, I'm happy to
work. Oh, hard. I'm back. Just kidding. It was a joke.
I was going to go on a speech.
No can do, buddy. All right. So we're done?
Are we?
Are we done here? Do it. You're good with that, right? You can work with that? Just do a comic? Yeah.
Even though we haven't written basically anything.
Yeah. I guess you got a point there.
I'm just saying.
I think I in panel three, my eyes are just like glowing like white, and I'm just like, I am Ultima Smug.
Yeah, I think you're like some. I think you have to become some kind of god of smugness. Maybe you grow some extra tendrils or something.
I think I'm just like, yeah, I have an aura, and my eyes are like bright.
Maybe you get like DBZ hair.
I don't know, but maybe something like
maybe
that.
Maybe not DBZ hair. Not, maybe something happens to your hair.
Or not, but Dabizaball. Is that Dabizaball by Dabizo?
Dragon Balls?
Is that Dabizable by Dabizable?
Dragon bitches.
Would this podcast be better or worse if I didn't say every single thing that just popped in my head? Better?
Hard to say.
Or worse?
Probably better.
Does it look better now?
Because you really have no filter.
Or no.
You're just like dirty, rusty water coming out of a tap that is rusty.
It's called fruit punch.
See, that's the kind of thing that you should... You gotta hook up the Brita filter and just put it over your face.
It's called a litter... It's called a other filter.
You're the least funny person on the internet.
No, I'm not. Feel? No, I'm not. Have you seen Carrot Tops?
Maybe we should make a comic where somebody's conducting an interview with you and they're like, Jacob Brophy, it's good to meet you. You're the least funny person on the internet. How does it feel?
Like a news reporter?
Yeah.
And
I don't know where it goes from there.
Isn't Carrot Tops on the internet? He is universally known as a reviled bad comic.
And then the news reporter hits you with a shovel.
Is the news reporter Carrot Top? Is that the punchline?
I don't have to draw him. He's hideous.
It can be applied. You can just have like one strand of curly hair like poked into the corner of the panel.
And like an elbow sticking out.
Yeah.
Because you know we do
that. He's built. He's fucking built.
Is he?
I don't know. I think so.
I don't think that's the case.
I think he's pretty built.
Comedian slash body.
Didn't he do like protein powder? Like, wasn't he selling it?
I think it was meth, but sure.
All right, whatever. We're stalling. So the worry here is that we want to explain these concepts I'm talking about winning the lottery, but we don't want to be like condescending to people who understand, because I think it's kind of funny if you just have to like kind of get the joke. So we want to walk the line between like no one knowing what we're talking about and us like beating over the head with it.
Yeah.
So I think sperm race is sufficient. If we say like,
yeah, sperm race thing, that's fine. People who haven't heard that line of logic before probably won't find this comic funny anyway. So.
Yeah, or, I mean, it's like you have to have been exposed to it. If you are a logical person, you can, like, piece that together.
Yeah. Also, who hasn't thought about that?
I don't know, some dipshit with no self-awareness.
Somebody who doesn't know how sperm works?
I think, actually, like, I've achieved the ultimate smug.
Yeah.
Achieved.
But then something has to happen, I feel like. I feel like it's too much of a just like a, it just kind of falls off.
Yeah. Something should happen. That might even be in two.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so we see this conversation.
Is there a way that we could incorporate God into the comic again?
No.
No? People like God. Especially our representation of God.
Might just be, might be kind of funny he's like playing pinball or something, but I don't know.
God's just in the background playing pinball?
Yeah, like, if he's doing something, like, trivial, it might be kind of funny, but...
How does that even relate?
Well, it's because, like, we're talking about, like, the majesty of, like, infinity and shit, and...
Yeah, it would be too much of a what the fuck.
Yeah, it would be very subtle. I don't like him just coming in, like, shutting me down, though, because, like, that's happened, and it kind of just invalidates the comic. I think God is a sometimes character. I don't want to force him.
He's only been in, like, two comics, so yeah.
Yeah, that's sometimes, isn't it?
Sure. Fucking asshole.
douche chill. Okay. There's probably some way that the intro conversation could be funny. I don't know if you want to have a third party here, and I'm butting in on the conversation.
Oh, it's not just, like, me and you talking, or...
I mean, it might be kind of funny. It, like, it's more douchey of me if I just, like, kind of butt in with, like, I've already been there already.
I don't know. Because then...
We have to make this different than the other lottery setup comic that we did. Like, it has to not be that same conversation.
But we do.
Remember where Isaac... spinning chair.
Oh, what would you do if you won the lottery? Yeah.
I remember that these... I kind of realized that these two comics were based off, like, the same conversation I was a participant of.
Mm.
So we have to... Yeah, we have to change it up from that. Let's look at that. Looking at the other comic, make it this comic not the same time.
Don't make this comic... We spend, like, this much time writing the comic, and then I spend all this time drawing it, and somebody reads it in, like, 20 seconds. Or less.
Make it a comic, and then make it not like the other comic that you made.
It's crazy.
It's not that crazy when you fucking think about it, you idiot. It's fucking
crazy.
The appeal of webcomics is that it's a bite-sized chunk of distilled quality.
True enough.
And the other idea is that the time balances out once you get at some fucking actual readership. Because if you think about Mike and Jerry and how much time they spent versus how much time is spent cumulatively looking at one of their JPEGs, then you start to think, hey, they're fucking entertaining a shitload of people. It's like they're doing a fucking stand-up comedy act every day.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I don't do the math.
More than that.
I'm not trying to do some math
here. They get millions of people per month.
Anyway, fucking 10 seconds as of quick when you have a lot of people adding it up.
Yeah.
Adding it up in the butt. Chicken butt. Stupid butt. I've already won the lottery. Now I'm going to cash it in my chips.
I don't know what to do. I got nothing here. It's like, sometimes it just takes us so long to actually get started writing that I have used up all my juju.
You never try hard, though. You realize that, right?
I try hard.
No, what you do is that, You listen, buddy.
Also, I draw the fucking comics.
You listen, bucko. I mean, that's true. But it's you who... you're the one who chooses to do the writing and the drawing on the same day. You know? I can't be held accountable for that. You're supposed to treat this like it's a course load.
No, I'm not saying I'm tired because I drew
a
today.
A whole load of course.
It's 45 minutes and we just got into it.
Yeah. You gotta bring your face game for this.
I'm trying. Should we write like an ending first?
Think so?
Before we try to do the setup
for it? Yeah, I guess so, because the setup is more malleable.
Yeah, we need to think of, like, if we're actually going to be able to fucking...
I mean, I'm sure we can nail it right in the dick hole, but I want to make sure that we can always make a setup that's compatible with the punchline. It'll be harder to do versus visa. Chicken verse.
Maybe blood just shoots out of your ears. Panel 3.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Just thought I'd put it out there.
Okay, thank you. Noted.
Because it's like you're so smug that you had a violent reaction in your head. Or like... maybe. What's something that really smug people do?
They masturbate.
Everybody masturbates. That doesn't count.
Especially smug people. Right in your face.
The smug person masturbates.
Right in your face.
To themselves.
Right in your face. Mirror. Right in your face.
I don't want to draw that.
Well, no, not. I'm just saying that's. I'm not saying we do that. I'm just saying that's what happens.
Is that all they do?
Yeah. They look down their nose. at you.
It's true. Maybe your nose gets really big and you look down it. It's
like that a sucks. Slide. That sucks, Eli.
I'm trying.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
How about you only open your mouth if you have actually have a legitimate suggestion? So that way we can both think.
You do that.
Okay. Let's see. What if I shoot a Kamehameha?
Again, why?
Well, if we're doing the Dragon Ball hair.
No, oh, that's fucking stupid.
He'd kill Cell.
That's really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's like the stupidest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, people probably think we like Dragon Ball also.
Also, it's just like, that's such a, like, stupid joke to
listen,
do.
I didn't say it was good. Alright? I never said that. I would never claim such a thing.
Every second this podcast goes on.
What if I can't see anymore because my eyes went light?
And if you go blind? Yeah, I can't see.
I'm just like, I'm blind now, actually, though. I am blind.
Is there a punchline to this comic?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What if I say, I type all of my Word documents in Tahoma font? Tahoma. 11 point. That's a pretty good punchline.
What if you become Tahoma font?
That's not a bad suggestion. I'm Tahoma font.
What if I make my panel for you made out of Tahoma font?
What it is that it's like I am the ultimate smug. It's Tahoma font. Font size 0.11. 0.11 font. What if we bring Clippy back? Maybe Clippy has something to say.
Clippy's not even our character.
So? Doesn't mean we didn't steal him.
It's true. Because last time Clippy was in a comic, it actually made sense because he was in the computer.
What if he's just flying outside? He's like on top of the comic and he's like, it looks like you're trying to read a comic. Would you like to finish the comic by looking at panel 3?
If he's covering up the panel?
Yeah.
That just seems like a cop-out, though, because it is a cop-out.
Well, maybe that's another idea.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I don't know. I don't know if we can make fun of Clippy again. I think that might be a one-note pony.
I don't know. I think covering up a punchline somehow could be funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you could have some weird shit popping out of the corners that, like, it's like, well, what was the punchline? It looks interesting.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'm not committing to it before you all get your hopes up. Hoping to see a Clippy repeat, but know this, maybe. Alright, so what could really happen is that you could say, what's the benefit of that? And I say, I get to know I'm better than you. I get to know that I poop gold.
Yeah, I think I have to have some kind of reaction.
Yeah. There has to be a punchline. That's the main thing.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, like, it could be something that I do at the end there.
Well, maybe you're just like, oh, wow, so what now? And I'm just like...
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. What?
Hmm? Do you have an idea?
I thought you had more than that.
I do. I just have to.
Writing is hard. How do people write? Sometimes, like, people, like, I see shows or skits or whatever, and I'm like, how do people write funny things so funny?
But then I see an episode of American Dad while I'm in my hotel room in Dallas, and I say, wow, I could have written this in the time it took me to watch it. So why can't I have a show that makes me money dollars?
Yeah, true.
Oh god, American Dad.
What if like Adult Swim wanted to pick us up as a show?
What if, Eli?
What would you do?
I would fucking hire Seth Green. I'd say, hey, you know how to write a Family Guy show.
That's
make my characters into Family Guys.
That's Seth MacFarlane.
What?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, are they not the same person?
No, Seth Green makes Robot Chicken, which is actually pretty fun.
Oh, I'm so confused. This really changes a lot.
I would put Seth Green on the Super Broke Builders show. It was a fucking second. He can write.
It just it's dawned on me that it's only now. I'm not shitting you. I did not know who Seth MacFarlane was.
Oh, yeah.
I just did. There was something in my brain that's like, it is improbable that there are two people named Seth who work for the same television network. So I just like Seth Green made everything.
Wait, so you thought the guy who plays Joker in Mass Effect is also the guy who writes Family Guy?
That is what I thought.
Oh, wow.
That is what I thought.
It kind of sucks for him.
That I thought that about him?
Yeah, that you like thought he was a shitty person.
I don't hate Family Guy. I think it can be entertaining.
It could be, and then they fucking just fucking drove it into the ground.
I mean, you can't go in watching it with any expectations whatsoever, but if you have that...
It's just, the thing that made me hate it is that more than once, there was a bit where they'd like break out into a song, and it lasts like 10 minutes. It's like half the episode. Yeah. And it's just like, why is this happening to me? What's going on?
I mean, they're going for that effect where it's like you watch something and it's funny and then it's boring, but then it loops back to funny. So like, if that trick has already worked on you and it's like not working anymore, then it just becomes unbearable instead of funny again. So that's a gamble. I'm not saying it paid off or didn't pay off, but I don't know. All I'm saying is that I just realized that one person was two persons, and my world is blown. All right, let's actually fucking do it, man.
I'm trying.
Maybe you're just like, so does the carpet match the... And I'm like, no comment.
Why would that... What?
Well, if I have, like, crazy hair.
I don't want to, but that's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
It's really gross, because we're brothers.
That's a terrible idea. Why'd I even say that terrible idea?
Unless, like, we change you to a hot girl character.
Okay, Velma.
I didn't mean your doppelganger. I meant if we just remove you from this strip and have another person there.
Just like a hot girl wears an orange shirt. Has glasses.
And a bowl cut.
Well, maybe like some bowl bangs. I don't know, bowl cut. Fucking dick.
Velma kind of does.
Yeah. All right. Fucking goddamn it. This is a hard one to punch in the dick.
Now the only thing I can think of is female pubis.
Pubis.
I've got it on the mind now that you brought it up.
That's a pretty good line. That's a pretty good reaction for you to have.
What? Now all I can think about is female pubis. That's how we punch it.
Precisely.
Brilliant. It follows logically. It's fucking hard.
Okay, what if you're just like... Your only concern, your primary and solitary concern is that, like, is how this is going to affect your life in terms of how much you're going to be annoyed in the future by my smugness.
I guess if I just expressed, like, extreme annoyance and not even, like, I'm not even awestruck that you suddenly are godlike.
You're not at all impressed. You're only concerned about how this is going to affect your bottom line.
Yeah, that could work.
I think that's probably the only way I can really think to take it. I mean, you could even say like, so how's this going to affect my bottom line vis-a-vis annoyance, vis-a-vis you talking to me about this bullshit, something like that.
I kind of like that, vis-a-vis you talking to me about this bullshit. So I think you turned to ultra smug in 2. And you like,
yeah.
And then in 3, you're just kind of like awkwardly levitating and being godly. And I'm just like,
and do I respond? Or is it, you want to end it on a question?
I don't know if you can end it on a question. That's always weird.
I think we might just want to have me be the ultimate smug in 3. And then you ask the question, and that's it.
But like, ending on a question is kind of, it always just seems like a bit of a fizzle. No?
I don't know. I think that's like kind of funny.
All right.
But I just don't know. It's not even that, like, it's whether it's funny or not. It's like, what could we possibly follow it up with?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like any response I made would make it less funny. Like, pretty much anything I could respond with would devalue
it. The only way to completely alleviate this, and I don't even know if it would work, is to rephrase my question as a statement. But don't really know.
I think it's, but I think it's funny that you're asking me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. What was the line?
So how is this gonna affect me vis-a-vis you continuing to talk to me about this bullshit or something like that? You said it better
before. Yeah, maybe I'll listen back.
You're just gonna do it later?
Well, I'll just listen to the recording and see what we said.
Right now?
No, later.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I said something okay.
I mean, you don't need to do it word for word, but something like that.
Well, I liked it when you said it back to me, what I said. But I didn't I didn't like when you paraphrased what you thought you said back to me.
Yeah, I either.
I think it was just like, vis-a-vis you talking to me about the bullshit. It's weird to have a question mark after that part.
Yeah.
But I guess that's grammar, huh?
Yep.
Grammar, you fickle bitch.
Fucking grammar bitch.
Why can't I put my question mark in the middle of a sentence?
Can you figure out panel one without me? Because I lit off that, I feel like I'm going to be able to help you.
This happens a lot.
Yeah, and it's the... I'm just tired. I'm really tired.
Are you tired of being a Jew boy? Is that what you're tired
no
of?
I have no idea.
Yeah?
No that's idea.
It. That's it? I mean, there might be something funny in one that we
yeah,
can explore.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it.
You're a fucking dickhead. The head of your dick is the... Whoops.
The dick of your head.
Your head is the head of a dangle bat.
The dickhead in the hand is worth two dickheads in the face.
You got a head, you got a dick, you got a dickhead, you got a head dick.
Keeping it highbrow as always.
Listen, you don't like dick talk. Maybe this episode, throw it in the garbage.
Hey.
Maybe download 142.
What number is this?
143.
I completely lost track.
Okay. Was it? It is. Yeah, 142 was last week.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Last comic.
I think we're done, right? Or I'm done. You got the rest.
You're done. I'm done. If you're listening, you're done.
To also be fair, the rest of this podcast, if I did help you, would be really boring. So.
That is true.
It's kind of a good thing.
You can always, you know what, if you can always, preferably earlier rather than later, you can always put your thoughts, give me your thoughts on what I've written without you, you know?
Yes.
You, not like the reader, because obviously if you're listening or reading this podcast, then you already have seen the made comic finished. You have no input.
True.
So with that... Everyone is dismissed.
Dismissed.
Millions and billions and trillions of stars, but I'm down here low, fussing over skies. On my soul, 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 I am so infinitesimal. Skies.